Hello, and you have reached the voice cast for the Gallagher Go Wild unit, and this is all about time management. This is Beth Gallagher, your sales director, and calling in just to give you the great basic tips of time management today. And we all have 168 hours every week to invest. Now, you can talk about spending them, but I like to talk about investing your time. Maybe you're a woman who will invest in sleep. Maybe you're a woman who invests in exercise, eating right, taking a cooking class. Maybe you invest 40 hours for another company. Maybe you invest your time in your children's activities. Whatever you choose to invest your time in will have payoffs. And I always tell my consultants to look at what your goals are, your spiritual goals, your faith goals, your family goals. Do you have vacation goals? Do you have financial goals? Do you have, you know, health goals that you really want to, you know, be, eat healthier, exercise more, those types of health goals? And we all have personal goals and business goals. So you want to look at those, and what do you really want from your life? And how will you invest the 168 hours that you have been given every single week? Mary Kay always talked about the 5 o'clock club, and if you got up at 5 o'clock, 1 hour earlier every day of the week, that's 5 extra hours in a week, that would equate to 20 extra hours in a month if you did it 5 days a week. If you did it 3 days a week times 4, that's 12 extra hours. That is more than an extra work day every single month. Think about what you can get done in that short period of time, 1 extra hour. I get a lot done. There's like 2 or 3 times a week that I will get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and get a lot of stuff done before my day actually begins. So the other thing that I choose to invest in is I have a notebook and I plan my time. I use a weekly plan sheet and I do my 6 most important things list. And the 6 most important things list, I do at night before I go to bed, and phone calls that I need to return for the day, the next day. I put all that down so that my brain can release it all while I sleep, and I can sleep better. Sometimes I only need 6-7 hours of sleep, and then there's some nights it's like, oh my goodness, I need to go to bed early tonight, and I sleep extra. Know your body's rhythms. Know what you need to do, okay? So, planning your Mary Kay time is important. We plan weddings, we plan our vacation, we plan for our retirement, we plan birthday parties, you know, graduation parties, all of those. We invest time in planning. And planning time for your business, it's no different. Invest time in business planning, and it will pay out in the long run. Now, whether you're going to do 15 minutes a day for your business or whether you're going to do an hour a week, be consistent. Maybe you're a 10-hour-a-week girl with your Mary Kay business. Maybe you are a 20-hour-a-week. When I was a brand-new director with little babies at home, I did 20 hours of work a week with my Mary Kay business. My children have been, always will be, still are today, first priority in my life. I love doing things with my children. I have my faith goals, my spiritual goals, and I put those in my plan sheet first, then I put my family things in that I am committed to being at, and then I fill in my Mary Kay time around that. And now, as a senior Cadillac sales director, what I choose to do is to find 10 4-hour time slots or 40 hours a week that I work my business. If you work for somebody else and you're required to be there 40 hours a week, you're there. You figure it out. Your kids go to childcare, things happen, but you are there for the company for the hours they tell you you need to be there. This is no different with your business. Now, we can make full-time income on part-time hours. So really, when I was a new director, that 20 hours a week was full-time income on part-time hours for me. And I really appreciated that with my growing family. All along, I have believed in having excellent help, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So we work our Mary Kay around our life, not our life around our Mary Kay. It's called balance and harmony. sometimes we have a lot of balance where we've got the same amount of time invested in spiritual and family and business goals. And sometimes we have harmony. Maybe we're working really hard to finish a $1,000 a week. Maybe we're working really hard to finish up that star consultant goal. Maybe we are finishing our very first career car with Mary Kay. And sometimes that harmony is a little different. Harmony means I put in what it took to get the job done, so maybe I had more Mary Kay hours this week than I did in other areas of my life. So it wasn't, you know, evenly broke out in hours-wise across the week. So sometimes when you're pushing for that big goal, you increase that Mary Kay work time. That's bottom line. So it's harmony. Have harmony, because then your life really ticks in order. Now, there are three D's. Yes, D as in dog. Do it, delegate it, or dump it. What are the list of things that you have to do? Do it, delegate it, or dump it. So as you look down that list before you go to bed at night, you might have 20 things that have to get done. What do you have to be personally responsible for the next day? Those are your six to finish. What can someone else take care of? Maybe it can be a child. Maybe it can be a sitter. Maybe it can be a spouse or a grandparent, whatever it would happen to be. My mother loves to do laundry. My husband loves to do laundry. My husband's a great cook, and dishes don't bother him. So he just does those things for me. Our children are now old enough that they can do them themselves, and I even tell them, I shouldn't even have to tell you guys anymore to do this, and I don't. They just see it, and they do it, because they know by assisting me in those small ways, it frees up my time to either be in my faith, with my family, or building my business, and they know that, and I only do what's important to me now. What is going to move me ahead in my goals, and I believe that's really, really important from day one. So find help. Find help in your business, labeling the products, doing your hostess packets or your team building packets, putting together your PMS bags, popcorn, movie, and a soda or a sparkling water, but have somebody else do those things. If you do goodie bags for your parties, have somebody else put them together. Maybe you have small children, you work 40 hours a week for somebody else. Maybe your sitter would be willing to put together your goodie bags while the kids are napping, and you could give her free Mary Kay products for doing that for you. Maybe you have a child that is, Mommy, how can I help? Great, here's what we're going to do, and you put the piles all together, and they stuff the little goodie bags for you. They go down and put one of each in there, and then Mommy gets to tie them up at the end. So it can be that kind of a project with the kids where they have your time with them, but they also feel like they are helping you with your business. Customer service calls. You can start to have customer service help immediately as you're building your business. Cleaning mirrors, cleaning trays, restocking your supplies, restocking your trunk things. This is a business. If you're working for somebody else right now, do you clean the bathrooms or does somebody else have that job? Do you restock the paper or order the paper that needs to come back into your business? Or is that somebody else's job? Really become that specific. Whose job is it and how will it get done? Okay? Do the things you love to do and delegate or dump the rest. Okay, find help in your home. Maybe it's cleaning, maybe it's cooking. I know for a while I had a sitter when my youngest was born 13 years ago. I had a sitter who could cook, and my husband absolutely loved her cooking. So she would cook, she would take care of the kids for me, and she did office work in the interim. She was kind of like this extra wife. And we went on and earned our very first pink Cadillac with that sitter in our home, cooking and doing all those extra things so I could focus on people, not paperwork. So do it, delegate it, or dump it. Now I'm going to talk about the weekly plan sheet. The weekly plan sheet can be found on MaryKayIntouch.com, and you can just, you know, scan forms or search for forms or put in weekly plan sheet and it will come up. You will want to print off several copies of that because you and your family will sit down and fill these out. I like to do it a month at a time because I'm planned out already through June. In fact, I just had somebody ask me what I was doing on June 25th in the evening, and I said, let me look. So I opened up my calendar, and I said, I'm free. I have a wedding to do in the morning, but I'm free in the evening. And so I put in what that person wanted done already. So I schedule out that far in advance. But for weekly plan sheets, I really intensely look at this week and next week, but I have the other two there as they start to fill in. And with four children, I have to do that. So this week and next week, you always want to book for this week and next week. Do you have emergency openings for this week and next week that you can fit people into? That is how you want to build this business. So filling it out, how do you do it? Well, I'm going to give you an illustration here. And this is about a teacher that talked about putting the most important things in your life in first. And he had three large stones sitting there. And then he had a bucket of sand, and then he had a gallon of water. And he had this bucket in front of him. He goes, can I put all this in? Now, if you dump the sand in, then you dump the water in, then you put the rocks in, it wouldn't fit. Okay? You would overflow. But when you put the rocks in, the three rocks first into your life, your faith, your family, and your business, then you pour the sand in around it. It fills in the crevices. And then the water on top of it, it just kind of all comes down in. So have your faith, your family, and your business rock solid. Then you can fit in all those little extras and the and then some, okay? And your life can become full and productive exactly how you want it to be. So be very proactive. This weekly plan sheet, you're going to have it in front of you. I highlight in colors because my mind and the majority of human brains will remember color. Blue is spiritual. So if you have a church service during the week, a Bible study that you belong to, a youth group that you participate with, put your spiritual time in blue. Maybe it's a daily devotion that you do for yourself. I know I've got some sales directors, and they and their husbands do nighttime devotions. So that would all be highlighted in blue. Put your spiritual time in first. Then I have my family time. Okay? And for us, Friday nights are sacred. My husband works Sunday through Thursday, so our weekend with him is Friday and Saturday. And so we usually plan a family meal on Friday night. We usually watch a movie on Friday night. When he didn't have that schedule, Saturdays and Sundays were our family times, but we worked those in. And now a lot of times we work it around kids' sporting schedules. So last fall when my son played football, we would put in Friday nights. You know, we would grab supper together as a family. We'd go to the football games as a family, even if we were traveling out of town. That was our family night, and we did it together. Same thing on Saturdays if we have things going on, or we plan a Saturday evening meal and watch a movie. We're very laid-back people in the Gallagher household here. But that was our family time, and it was very important to us that we be where our children were at, what their needs were, and that we could be there for them. So that was our family time. Then I put in my Mary Kay meeting time. And this is extremely important, consultants. Block off your meeting time. Make that like your job. When I was first a brand new consultant, I worked a 40-hour work week. I was a single mom with an 18-month-old little girl, and I hired a babysitter every Monday night. I had a sitter lined up. There were times I had to drive my daughter back to Partyville so my mom and dad could watch her, and then come back for my meeting, go back and pick her up, and drive back to Madison where I lived. I was willing to inconvenience myself so that I could learn this business, to grow this business, to have financial independence. So I was willing to do that. I've had consultants through the years that have had small kids, and they have a list of sitters for Monday night. So if one can't do it, they're on down to the next one and the next one and the next one. Now, some of you may have a spouse that can do this, and they will parent on Monday night then. I don't believe spouses babysit. I believe they parent their children because they're just as important in raising the child. They have such an important role, just like you, the mother, do. Our fathers do, too. So that is very important. Have that child care set up if you have small children or children that need to be supervised, but make a commitment every week to your Monday business. Those consultants who do go up in this business. Now, that can be your money-making time. Any money-making time slots in your Mary Kay weekly plan sheet will be highlighted in green. Green is money-making time. Now, Monday nights, I always say, are college and cash. Invite 5 guests. When you have 5 definite yeses, you'll have 1 or 2 people show up for you. If you want to have a full skincare class at your success event, have 8 to 10 yeses. That yes, they are coming. Yes, they're going to be your model. Yes, they've told you what they're going to wear that night. But have people come to your success event so you can learn and earn all at the same time. Put that on your date book and don't ever miss a Monday night. My family now knows every Monday night. It's a rare occasion, like Memorial Day and Labor Day, that I don't have a Monday night success event or in Wisconsin, a blizzard. So my kids will go, you don't have a meeting tonight? What's up? You know, it has become such a way of life for them. Now, when my kids were little, I had one child that would stand at the back door and cry and cry and cry, and I felt guilty as a mother leaving him crying at the door. Do you know that one block down the road, when I'd call back, the sitter was like, he's fine. He dried him up. We wiped his nose. He's fine. And he just would stand there, so I felt guilty. But he was fine the whole rest of the night. He played. He had a great time. They always begged for their sitter to come back. But then when I was backing out of the garage, he was standing at the door crying again. So I had to get over that because he was just fine. I will tell you, ladies, if you have small children now, your kids need you more the older they get. They really do. So put the time in now while they are young. All right, so be proactive. I always want you to fill out this weekly plan sheet. Pink is your non-money-making time. That would be your Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening when you are filling out your weekly accomplishment sheet for what your sales were the prior week. It's where you're doing your weekly plan sheets for the next 2 weeks, this week and next week. That's your pink non-money-making time with Mary Kay. I have a personal time. I take your personal favorite color and put your personal time on there. I have that in my routine every single morning. I start it with my own devotions, and that's how I begin my morning. Some of you may have an exercise routine. Maybe you guys take Zumba. You put that in there, and that is your time. But make it your favorite color and set time out for you, because when you take care of yourself, when you refresh you, you can be better for everyone else around you, okay? So by filling out this weekly plan sheet, you're going to become proactive, so you're not constantly running around. Mail out your product instead of delivering it, unless you're going to meet with that person to show her more products to upsell her, or she's a great recruit prospect and you are going to interview her, okay? If you are going to an area, be sure you call your clients in that area before you go. I have several consultants that take advantage of this all the time. And they're like, hey, I'm going to be in your area on Friday. Is there anything you're running low on that I can bring along and drop off with you? I'd love to just schedule a 5-minute appointment to go ahead and just show you the latest and greatest with Mary Kay products. So then people have that, okay? Anyway, so go ahead and fill out your weekly plan sheet. Blue is your spiritual time. Put in your family time. By the way, mine is yellow for family time because it's just happy. It's a bright color. It's fun. I love doing stuff with my family. And then I put in my pink non-Mary Kay money-making time, my green money-making time, and not just Monday nights, but I do have other time slots throughout the week. When my children were little, I could do my Monday night meeting. I had to be home on Tuesday. I could do an appointment Wednesday or Thursday, but not both nights. And then again on Saturday, I could do an appointment. So I was fitting in 3 selling appointments a week when my children were little. Now I choose to do more than that as I am building to a national area. So that is just you choose. That is your choice. But these are the 168 hours that you have to invest. This is your life. You have one life to live. How are you investing that time? And so those are the basics of time management. Plan your time, work your plan, and when you do this, you are going to see great, amazing results. You will fill in those green slots because now when somebody says, hey, I want to get together with you, you say, great, let me look at my plan sheet and see when I have time, or let me look at my date book and see when I have time. Some people will do the weekly plan sheets. Other people will do this highlighting and color coding scheme right in their date book. So whatever works best for you, you will find a system. But remember, we all plan our weddings, our vacations, our parties. We must do a business plan so that we know how we are going to get to the top. Have a great, great time management day, and I will be putting a more detailed time management message, say that a few times, but a more detailed time management message out on our VoiceCast system for how I handle bill paying and all the other little things that come through our life that we need to handle. So have a great day and happy time managing. Bye.